The National Association of Clean Water Agencies represents the public wastewater treatment utilities, about 50% of whom are also jointly drinking water utilities, but our goal is to represent them on the wastewater treatment side. There's another group called the Association of Metropolitan Water Agencies, which is our sister organization. They represent drinking water utilities, similar to the way we do with wastewater treatment utilities. But in terms of the funding crisis, the looming crisis, that exists for both equally. A lot of these, you know, pipes were put in underground hundreds of years ago. It's a well-documented challenge. The Environmental Protection Agency, the Government Accountability Office, the Water Infrastructure Network, a whole host of different organizations have all documented close to $1 trillion funding gap for water and wastewater utilities in terms of replacing and repairing their aging infrastructure over the next 20 years. I would say it is a looming crisis. It's the type of thing that if we deal with now, it might actually be somewhat affordable, and if we wait, it will rapidly become increasingly unaffordable to deal with, and it impacts every single job, every business, every household in our country, both in terms of the environmental health of our waterways, as well as the public health of our residents across the country in terms of their drinking water and in terms of their ability to recreate in the nation's waters as well.